To Sports and Pack with Javon Mack. We're gonna do something a little different today. We're gonna try to do something like, you know, video oriented. I got my guy Dev here. Say what's up, Dev. I don't know if you remember, but he was on an episode about a year ago where we did like a little Super Bowl preview.
A year?
He said what?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't know that was a year ago.
It's insane, bro. But yeah, we're just gonna talk about some NFL stuff. You know, we're both Commanders fans. We both have dealt with pain and a lot of agony over the last decade.
Actually, yeah, my sweatshirt's somewhere. I don't even know where.
Yeah, I had to throw in the Terry jersey, you know, despite, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, we're just gonna talk about a little free agency, what we expect from our team this year, and you know, maybe some future pickups.
Just around the league.
But yeah, we know there's a lot of stuff that happened this free agency, a lot of moves. I don't know if it's just me, but it felt like kind of like an NBA offseason, because normally in NFL it's kind of just chill and relax, but it was definitely insane.
The moves in the NFL tend to be more quiet, or it's more like depth players or like usually veteran leadership, but like the Kirk Cousins move, but all the moves the Cardinals made or the Falcons made, shipping off Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals, getting Rondale Moore. I think that team is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
All the weapons they have, and then Josh Allen losing Stephon Diggs, and his replacement is Curtis Samuel. It's just, But speaking about the Diggs trade, though, I think the Bills won that trade because they got what? Is it a second or a third or something?
Yeah.
And the Texans wiped off what the last 3 years of Diggs's contract, so it's like.
Do you
look for a rental? Like,
do you like that? Do you think they should have waived that off?
I don't think so. I think giving a second round pick, especially when, because they weren't supposed to be this good this year.
They weren't.
Like, that wasn't planned. Like, if it was planned and this is the direction they wanted to move to, like before they got CJ Stroud, then it wouldn't make sense. But I just think getting rid of draft capital, coming off your rookie quarterback having an MVP caliber season.
Yeah.
You have two great young wide receivers, and just a grit, and like the defense is kind of coming together a little bit. I just think getting Stephon Diggs for a year doesn't really make sense, because you're gonna have to give him money. I don't think he's the type of guy to take a pay cut.
Yeah. Do you think this move is really gonna elevate Houston much more? Or do you think this could be a detriment to their team? Because Stephon Diggs has had, you know, his issues over the years.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I like that question, but to answer that question, though, is what Kirk Cousins talked about in his podcast with Shaq, when Diggs was on the Vikings and with Adam Thielen, Kirk Cousins said KJ Osborne, he was really good, but he never got enough shine because of those two guys.
Right.
So I think that's going to happen to either Tank Dell or Nico Collins. I think Diggs is going to be that wide receiver one, and then I have a feeling that Tank Dell is going to be the primary wide receiver two, and then I think Collins is going to get left in the dust, but he's a really good receiver, so he shouldn't. Again, that's why I think that having it for a rental doesn't make sense. They're going to try to re-sign him, but how much money are you willing to put on a guy who's – because football players don't play that long.
Right.
It's like, how much are you willing to put in this guy
that's
had some issues, like locker room issues in the past, and then also, like, he's getting older. Are you really willing to pay him, like, $15-20 million a year?
Yeah. I think if their plan was to resign him, I don't think they really should have waived off the last 3 years. Because who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they have a success. Maybe they make a conference championship, and he says, without me, y'all aren't doing that, so pay me more.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, for sure.
That's a great point.
For sure. I definitely see them as a team that's probably maybe the biggest threat to the Chiefs right now. I mean, the Ravens are still there. They got Derrick Henry, but I think the Texans are really about to take that next step.
Yeah, I think Lamar's, like, he needs receivers. Like, he still has no receivers. Like, getting him Derrick Henry is a huge help in the backfield, but I think getting him more receiving threats is more important than having a obviously Derrick Henry is a very good running back still, But I think if they would have addressed a wide receiver concern, maybe they do it in the draft because there's still the draft left.
Loaded
Maybe they
receiver.
do it then. They still need receiver. They really do. I mean, it's good they have Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews now, so he has those two. And then Derrick Henry to take off some of the pressure. But they need a running. They need a wide receiver for sure. But I'm interested with the Bengals though. That's the team I'm interested about. Because they were the ones to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl against the Rams. So I want to see who can actually be the biggest threat to the Chiefs. Not even just the AFC, but the whole NFL. Because they have a really good chance of three-peating.
Yeah, they do. They do. Speaking of Cincy, though, you think T's gonna end up getting traded? Because T Higgins requested a trade, but it's been like a month now.
He did. So I think I don't know. I think the draft is gonna tell us. I think if they draft a receiver like day one, maybe day two, they might trade him and move on from him. I think it's gonna be difficult though because teams know he wants out, so the Bengals aren't gonna get like fair value for him. So, and if he doesn't want to play, they're gonna have to like they're just gonna have to take whatever they can get for T. Higgins. So I don't think they're gonna get fair compensation for it, but hopefully it works out because he's a good player. That Bengals team's fun to watch. But yeah.
I mean, Joe, I don't think Joe Mixon was an insane loss for them because he didn't have a good year last year. And also, like, their backups, like Chase Brown, he's pretty solid. I think the Bengals still have a chance. And who knows, maybe I'm still seeing Justin Jefferson maybe one day. You never know.
That'd be sick to see him and Jamar. I don't know how long Justin's gonna last in the Vikings because we'll get into that a little bit
We'll
later
get
in the
that later.
draft, but yeah.
So yeah, basically there's a lot of interesting moves. I guess we'll talk about it in a little bit, but the Chiefs, you said the three-peat, based on some stuff, outside of football, I don't know, man.
Rashee Rice?
Yeah, the Rashee Rice stuff.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he's cooked. Okay, this is like a whole nother thing, but I think sports commissioners as a whole, like it's just ran really poorly, unfortunately. Like they have like this is a little bit off topic, but they have more harsh punishments for people fixing games. Obviously, you should not be fixing games like for sports. I think one of the things was Jonte Porter. I know it's like a little bit different, but even in the NFL though, it's like you guys have like in the NBA, it's guys like Miles Bridges that are still playing. In the NFL,
Oh my
like
gosh, I want to be
some
stunned.
guys, yeah, there are some guys that shouldn't be in the league, but and then they still are. I just, yeah, I think Rashee Rice, he's not gonna be in the. I don't know. I don't think he's gonna be in the team. I don't think Kansas City's the type of team to have people on or players like that on their team.
Kareem Hunt, we saw,
But
remember? That with him, he got booted off.
yeah.
It's so interesting. I mean, not to get like too off topic, but Miles Bridges, like for sure, NBA wise, if you don't know, like he's on the Charlotte Hornets. He abused his wife, got punished for it, did it again.
I'm pretty sure there
His
was
kids.
video too. So yeah, in front of their kid too.
And he admitted
So
to doing
like,
it too.
and he's, yeah, and he's and he's in he's still playing in the
Still
NBA,
playing
and
NBA. And then you
I
have
don't know.
Tyreek Evans missing a whole season because he bet. I don't know if you remember that when he was in Indiana.
Yes, I think it was that or it was weed. It was one or the other. I think it might be weed, but still, like you're gonna suspend the guy for a year, but then you're gonna let a guy who's a like a, you're gonna let a domestic violence a guy with a domestic violence charge play. Like I just, but anyways, yeah. But yeah. But just back to the Rashee Rice thing. I think this year was the year. It's like they lost Tyreek Hill. All the Chiefs are gonna be so bad. They lost Week One to the Lions. The Kadarius Toney troubles, but then it's Patrick Mahomes. It's like, bro. It's like, yeah. It's like how everyone was like, oh, the Patriots aren't good anymore. They don't have like who are their receivers. All this, and it's like, well, who's your quarterback? Who's your coach? So it's like, as long as they have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you're not like you need either really good talent or really good, and also Steve Spagnuoli.
One of the best DCs.
He's cooking. He's cooking. He's definitely the best defensive coordinator, maybe of all time. Like, the way he holds offenses, he just constricts them, and it's insane. Like he game plans the heck out of teams. So I just think that's like a three-headed monster that you have to really prepare for, especially in the playoffs. So, and then obviously Travis Kelce, that's a given. But they're the team to beat again. I just you can't down them. Like it's like LeBron and Tom Brady. It's like you can't down them.
Yeah, bro. I don't even. It's just like I want to doubt again because like they traded their best corner, Legarius Sneed, to the Titans, which is one of the big moves. We might talk about in a little bit, which I thought I wasn't a big fan of it because I understand you don't want to like pay like you can draft other corners. You have McDuffie, who's was an All-Pro, but like y'all have the best secondary argument in the league, and the defense is really what won them this past championship. But I still see him as the
But
favorites. Probably.
yeah, so I think if you're gonna move on from a player like that, like they probably have a contingency or they know what they're gonna do. And I think Kansas City is just a place where like you can go and develop like the heck out of these players and turn them and like turn him even like you could turn like probably like a scrub and they could probably turn me into a solid player honestly like Steve Spagnuolo can argue like yo dude, I'm like all right but no but I just think that coaching and game planning play such a big part in sports which people don't really realize and the Chiefs have probably the best staff right now in the game so it's. You have to out game plan them and then outplay Patrick Mahomes. Like there's nothing else that you, like there's nothing else that you can do.
When
But
they looked like they were down, I mean, they played the Dolphins, they played the Bills, they played the Ravens and the 49ers. That's a, like, low key, that might be their hardest path to
that's a
win.
gauntlet.
That's a
That's a
gauntlet.
gauntlet
For
for
sure. It's a
sure.
gauntlet. Even
Yeah, and
Remy,
just
like,
and everyone being like, they don't have Tyreek, and things like that.
yeah.
But they found a way.
But hey, they might have, a new kind of Tyreek. And that's, I guess, where we can transition to the most impactful moves this off or this past offseason. What we think might be like the biggest moves as far as affecting next year. So I have five guys. I know you have a couple, five guys.
I have a couple,
You
yeah.
can have more or less, it doesn't
I
matter.
see, I want to say, yeah, I want to say Kirk, but like the thing is that is he really that big of a move? 'Cause like, oh crap. But I don't know. Like I want to say Kirk, but the thing is like he's 35. He signed a 4-year deal for 180 mil. I don't like. Yeah, right now it's like he's definitely a floor raiser than a ceiling raiser, I'd say. Like I love Kirk. Love what he did in
We did for
Washington
us,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. But he's a good quarterback. I just don't know if it fits with the Falcons timeline because you have Drake London, you just got Rondell Moore, you got all these guys.
Calculate
But
speed
you
on.
bring a 35-year-old and then he's gonna be what is that? He's making about 40 mil when he's 39. Like
Little bit
I don't
more,
know
I'm
if
pretty
that
sure, yeah.
fits. I think they should have maybe kept Desmond Ridder and tried to trade him to Chicago maybe or do something because they got Rondale Moore for that so
Yeah,
yeah
another
no,
way to pick up, I think, is a gadget kind of player.
I think the Rondale here I'm gonna let me move this first. I think oh my back yeah guys I'll go downstairs you guys have to be quiet oh my back.
Yeah, so I made a list of my top five most impactful moves for this
Yeah, I
offseason.
saw that. Yeah.
I have a couple honorable mentions. Obviously, Diggs to Houston was pretty significant. Deontay
Yeah.
Johnson to Carolina, and now you really get. I mean, Adam Thielen was pretty solid, but Deontay is really someone that I
So,
think.
what I so about Deontay, what I've seen, is it's really funny. It's like the Steelers, they know how to move on from their receivers, which is really funny.
It
Like
is.
they like. It's like, wait, why are they trading him? Why are they moving on from him? And then the next year, all hell breaks loose. I don't know. I just think that pattern could be prevalent. Because why would you trade him for a subpar corner? That doesn't make sense. And what like and the thing to move up around. So, I mean, if he turns out to be good, like that's really good for Bryce Young. But the Panthers aren't really doing much to help him. Like who they got Robert Hunt for 20 mil a year. I don't know if it's a good pickup, but the amount of money for the player you're getting, I don't. It was an overpay, but they're trying to help out Bryce Young, but no quarterback would survive in Carolina. Like I just there's some people CJ Stroud should have went one. Hindsight is 2020, but like I don't think CJ Stroud would have lasted in Carolina either. I think the Texans put CJ Stroud in a position to succeed. They literally asked him, like, yo, who do you want us to draft day two? Like they wanted the quarterback's input. They're like, you're our guy. The Panthers just they
They
tried
tried.
just
And Adam
I
Thielen
feel
was
so bad for Bryce Young.
serviceable, but he's not like how Diggs was to Josh Allen, or AJ Brown was to Jalen Hurts. Like, he's near the back of his career, and he's not someone that can really elevate the quarterback like those guys can.
He's definitely not a wide receiver one, but
Also, another
he's
all-around.
yeah he's definitely more of a
Go ahead.
complimentary guy.
What'd you say?
I just say he's more of a complimentary guy.
Yeah, more complimentary.
He's just a guy who compliments, but not a wide receiver one.
Another one that was in, I guess, the last honorable mention or two, Patrick Queen to Pittsburgh. I think that was a huge move, especially going from a division rival.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna get him.
Dude, I did
I
too.
thought, I really thought that he was gonna come to DC and join our linebacking core. Like I think if it obviously it does suck they like we didn't get as a really good player like Patrick Queen, but I think the Steelers defense is just gonna it's gonna be like much better. And then also them getting Russell Wilson for as cheap as it was like what 2 mil or whatever. Obviously he's getting paid for the Broncos, but from the Steelers payroll, like that's nothing. And they also got Justin Fields, so he can learn a little bit from Russell Wilson, even though Fields like what 24, 25 now. But still, you give like their play style is a little bit similar. You get that veteran leadership from Russell Wilson, and if he's willing to help Justin Fields out, and then they can the Steelers could be in a position to succeed in the future. So
They can.
I think that seems very interesting.
The Steelers have a very interesting future, like you just said. They have Russell Wilson now. He's plans on being a starter, but I think the Justin Fields move, despite of how you feel about him, I think having Russell Wilson as his mentor will do him very good wonders. And this is a very talented team,
Yeah, no,
defensively,
for sure.
offensively. They could be contenders. Who knows? They won double digit games this year with Mason Rudolph ending their season and Kyle Pitts. So.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know. It's just that draft class where Kenny Pickett went first round. Like it just that draft class just was. It was poor. Like it was poor. Like that was just a bad quarterback. I mean, is it crazy to say Sam Howell was the best one in that draft class? Is it crazy to say?
With Brock Purdy in it?
Oh, Brock Purdy wasn't a draft class. Yes.
I
Actually,
mean,
speaking of Sam Howell, though, what do you think the Seahawks, like, what do you think their plan is with that? Because, you trade for a guy who basically who sat his first year, learned a little bit, had still so many ups and downs in his first full year playing. But I do think that was because of the offensive coordinator a little bit and just the players around him and the play calling. Because we didn't run the ball that much. So, like, what do you think the Seahawks are going to try to do with Hal?
I think their plan is to let Geno ride out more of the season, see how it goes. Last year was a pretty disappointing year for Geno after his amazing first year with Seattle. But I don't know. I think they're going to ride out the beginning of the season, see how it goes. And if it continues to spiral like it did last year, I think they're going to give Howell a shot. I think he deserves a shot. I mean, I feel like the issue with last year was confidence. Once his confidence dropped halfway through the year, it was just downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean so like in that Bills game you like he threw like four picks or something like that, and that game was really bad, but then the next week he bounced back and he played well. I think I don't know, I think it's more I think confidence does have a factor in it, but I think it's more of a it was a play calling thing because we had Brian Robinson, who is literally a workhorse back. Like, you can give him so many carries. His story is still insane though. But anyways, we had him. We had Antonio Gibson. You could take the pressure off Howell. You didn't need to throw the ball so much. Like, I think it's just that they made Howell throw the ball so many times, and also not drawing up play specifically for McLaurin. I think that
I
also
agree.
hindered Howell's performance a little bit too, because just give McLaurin the ball. He's the best player on the team. Get him the ball. And if you're throwing 60 times in a game, just give it to your best player. But anyways, yeah. So I think that Howell situation is also interesting. But yeah, I think we should just move on to the draft, man. I'm just itching to talk about the draft so bad.
I got you. I got you.
Unless you got something else.
No, I was just gonna break. I mean, since I had it out, I was gonna just break down my top five list like really quickly, because I just texted you, but the Zoom says I got like 7 minutes left. So I don't know if can you see that?
Yeah, so yeah. We like it comes up. You're good though.
Number five, I had Marquise Brown. Basically, we talked about that a little bit earlier. It's mostly because of the loss of Rashee Rice. I think that's gonna be very impactful. And I need a receiver to take the top off the defense. Number four, I actually had Kendall Fuller and Jordan Poirier going to the Dolphins because, we're going to miss Fuller. Our secondary sucks, but that's a big move. Number three, I had Danielle Hunter going to Houston. He had over 16 sacks. They already have Will Anderson Jr. there. They have Derek Stingley. That's going to very much help them. Number two, Derrick Henry to the Ravens. They're still contenders. I don't think this is going to help them win a lot more games until playoff time comes. When it gets colder and when you're going to need to, run the ball a lot. And number one, I had Kirk Cousins to Atlanta, which I know we talked about a little bit earlier. Your props on it. The main reason I had that at number one was because just I feel like he's going to be able to impact each of their playmakers in a way that it's going to elevate them. And as I agree, I don't know if he's a ceiling raiser. He's most definitely a floor raiser. And I could see them winning 11 regular season games. Maybe not being contenders, but yeah, for sure. But yeah, let's get to the draft. We have a decision as Commanders fans, Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
So yeah, I think it is really split. So from what I've seen, I think Drake May is the correct pick. I think a lot of people helmet scout, and by like, I mean like what I mean by that is like they look at, oh, he plays for UNC. So they automatically assume that because he plays for UNC, the competition's bad. So it's like, oh yeah, obviously he's gonna look good. But comparatively though, is like he had a worse O line than Jaden Daniels, worse weapons. Yes, he did play worse competition, but everything else around him was also worse. And then Jaden Daniels, you can just say, well, he played better teams, but he also had better weapons and better O line. Not to knock any of them, but I just think that May is less of a project than Jaden
Safer pick, yeah, he's
Daniels
a safer pick
because.
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because Jaden Daniels, he looks to run first a lot of the time because I think when they were playing the Gators, they were like two like deep crossing routes or whatever, or two sorry two deep in routes, and he like they were wide open and he just didn't throw it for some reason, and that was the play where he ended up in like a 60-yard run or whatever. But you have the wide open throw, why not just give it to him? Like that's just one of the things I didn't like about Daniels. Like they're both really aggressive runners, which is one thing I like, but that's also an injury concern for both of them. But first off, let me just say the JJ McCarthy stuff, that
No,
smoke
yeah,
screen stuff,
let's
that's
not do
not
that, bro.
happening.
Let's not.
That's for yeah, like that's not gonna
He's
happen.
solid, but
But at the end of the day, yeah, but he's not second overall. Not even maybe not honestly not even day one worthy. But anyways, at the end of the day, I trust the front office to make the correct decision. What because drafting is never easy. You're never gonna you're like you there's never 100% on whatever. So it's like you're not gonna 100% know like what the player's gonna pan out in the NFL. So I trust the front office to make the decision at the end of the day. And whatever they do is best for the team. So that's my take on it.
I also agree with you. We've had like a little bit of text on this, but I agree with you. I mean, I think Mays is the safer pick. And sure, like Dwayne is a not Dwayne, what the heck? Jaden, he's a project.
Jaden.
but we've never really I don't feel like we've really handled projects well in our past. Sure, this is a different, organization now, basically.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I kind of see it. I don't know if I see him as a project, but like Emmanuel Forbes last year, Gonzalez was a clear safe pick. Everyone was like, yo, draft Christian Gonzalez as corner. And we're like, Forbes, he was a ball hawk in college. Sure, he's not the biggest frame guy, but he could be elite. And sure, our defense as a total was pretty bad last year. Jack Del Rio wasn't the best DC, but at the same time, like, we had the safe pick. I just want us to take the safe pick. Like, I'm just thinking about the last time we had the number two, and we drafted Chase Young, and yeah, he was
Yeah.
amazing, but like, that's a draft that had Herbert in it, Jalen Hurts, Tua, and we've never had a quarterback since RG3 and Kirk.
Yeah, but also he did get injured though, so like I think
For
that's
sure.
one thing that did hinder Chase Young. And also like at the time like he was the best player in that entire draft, like prospect wise. Like so I remember like some people were, obviously they're just trying to be different, but some people were like the Bengals should they probably should take Chase Young because he's the best player like on the board, but obviously they need a quarterback, but they were trying to be different. But like again, you can't predict
It's so unbelievable.
a prospect like that. So
I mean, look at Zach Wilson.
I'm excited for the draft though. We have a bunch of draft capital, to do whatever. I think I as I'm really excited option. Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, bringing in all these guys. I'm just really excited for the
I'm excited for
season.
season two. We got, a lot of not necessarily hate, but it's just a lot of jokes that are funny about us getting all the old guys. But I think for sure, Jeremy Chinn, all those guys are going to really help our defense. And hopefully,
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
our coach is the guy, man. I really, he's had bad situations, but also I feel like he's been
Yeah.
there to bring heart to the team. But yeah,
Yeah, I think there.
we're kind of running low on time. I just wanted to give you a shout out real quick. This guy right here, he's got his own YouTube page, Dev the Developer, if you want to look at it. He does some stuff with the Commanders on Madden. He's actually making us like a relevant team for the first time
Yeah.
ever. So yeah, if you ever want to check that out, yeah, you got anything you want to say about that, Dev?
Yes, I just I have some things in the gallery or whatever. I have some clips loaded up, some videos just haven't uploaded in a little bit, but I'm trying to get back on that. Might change it up a little bit, but yeah. You ought to check it out. Just trying to make the Commanders relevant
For
again.
sure. Well,
All
that's
right.
all
Thank
for
you for
us
having me,
today, of
Javon.
course, man. And hopefully we'll be able to do this again. But
Yeah, for sure.
this is Sports Impact with Jovan Mack. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day.